you've done on this particular job.
Yeah.
And you can see what money you've made or what money you've lost, and you can correct that or add to it, you know, whatever it may be, but you don't know if you don't track it.
It's the Profit Dig Radio Show. We're talking construction.
Hey guys, it's Chris Work again, Jeff Spencer of Profit Dig.
How's it going?
We were just talking earlier, Jeff, just about the volatility in the market, right. Cost swinging, this and that, and we just had such a good conversation, we decided this should be shared.
Yeah.
So, 2021, I'm in construction. I'm seasoned, I'm new, it really doesn't matter. What are some things I can do to increase my success this year?
Well, in my experience, the best thing you can do to increase your success is to track your job cost. If you're not tracking your job cost, you're not prepared for your next bid.
Sure.
You know, you may be losing money, you may not be putting enough money in your bids. You know, you never want to know what that is until you actually track it. You know, just like production. You know, you and I, we can be competitors. We bid in the same project, we have the same materials. You know, our materials are going to be within 1-2% of each other, so it's almost irrelevant to what material cost is. So production is where you make or break. And in order to figure your production, you know, it's like I see a project, you know, it's going to go in this amount of time. You see a project, you say, I can do that same project in X amount of days.
Right.
Well, that's where you and I may differ, and you may get the job or I may get the job, depending on how we see how quick we can put it in. It also is about how many pieces of equipment, how many people or employees I think it's going to take to do the job versus what you think.
Sure.
So most of the time when bids are won and lost, it's based on time and production. I can put more people out there and do it at a quicker amount of time than what you do and probably going to get the job.
But
you could have less amount of people, but you could raise your production more than what I think, and you can get the job.
I get the job, sure.
Because you're doing the same job at the same pace as what I'm doing a job with more people and more equipment.
Right.
So who's right, who's wrong? We don't know unless we're tracking our cost.
Right.
So if you're truly doing your homework and your guys in the field are doing their homework and you're tracking your cost on a day-to-day basis, you get your material cost, you get your labor cost, your equipment cost, fuel cost, bond rate, whatever that cost may be, if you're tracking that on a day-to-day basis, then you can get a true analysis of what you've done on this particular job.
Yeah.
And you can see what money you've made or what money you've lost, and you can correct that or add to it, you know, whatever it may be, but you don't know if you don't track it.
Right.
So in my mind, to have the most prosperous year, it doesn't matter if it's 2021 or 2025 or 2010. Sure. If you're not tracking your cost, you have no idea where you're at. So it's very important. To me, that would be the key point, is tracking your cost to prepare for future bids.
Well, you've always told me in the past that if you don't know what it costs you to run your business, you're going out of business.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. Well, there you have it, guys. Take that one to heart.
Have a good night.
See you.